people's concerns and allows a deal to move forward. Objections are generally found around price, product fit, or competitors, meaning na-alleviate niya yung concerns or napagaan. Na-alleviate. Is it the right term? Napagaan? Just like na-alleviate yung pain mo when you take mga painkillers. Is that like? Now, objection handling means responding to the buyer in a way that changes their mind or alleviates their concerns. Mababago natin yung isip nila or mababago natin yung decision nila, yung the way they look at our product. So, some representatives, so representatives argue with the prospects or try to pressure them into backing down, but that kind of strong arming isn't true objection handling. So in those cases, prospects typically end up more convinced than ever of their position, and those salespeople wind up undermining the trust and rapport that developed with them. But if you feel ng customer that you are arguing with them, you pinipilit natin sa kanila. So always remember that some of our clients, they're not yet trained or they are not yet trained by us. So it's normal that ang dami nilang objections, ang dami nilang, lalo na yung mga ano na din, yung mga may experience na with software systems. And then, yung mga negative yung experience nila with software. Okay. Kasi, yun. Kasi nga, having a software is not an expense. It's an asset. Asset nila yun. It's an investment for a company, for a business to have software system. Tapos, yung iba is, yun nga, parang nag-fail yung system nila kasi for some reasons walang mga support or hindi na gumagana, hindi na sila binalikan. That's why they are close-minded now when it comes to software. Now, handling objections also is a natural frustrating fact of sales life, and carrying out the process involves certain actions and skills that every salesperson should have grip on. Those include having situational awareness, accruing background information, leading with empathy, and asking thoughtful, open-ended questions. Now, isa-isingin natin yan. And then later on, I will introduce a new framework na din to you guys. Kasi you are on the next phase na, or next level na sa career natin dito sa atin. And also, probably by next week, if matatapos ko siya within the week, we will have our career path development presentation.